Welcome to the Love and Metal Podcast. My name is Keith.
I'm Mel.
And we want to welcome all you beautiful people to our show. We're working on episode number 6 or 7.
I think it's 7.
7. You're right.
Lucky number 7.
Yes. Is 7 really lucky?
No, I like 13 better.
But is 13 unlucky?
No. I think it's how you perceive it.
Is it a perception?
It is a perception.
Okay, I'll go with that. Anyways, we do want to welcome you to the show. You are beautiful people because I am not. So therefore, in conjunction or
what
comparison to me.
Comparison? That's
comparison.
Interesting. Oh.
Comparison?
Okay.
Comparison?
Babe, dear, stop that mess.
What?
You're cute.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Cute's for puppy dogs and bunny rabbits.
Oh, my God. You're adorable. Is that better?
I'm a man. I'm scruffy.
Oh, you're scruffy. Okay.
I'm scruffy.
Weirdo.
Anyways, so welcome to the show. This is the Love and Metal Podcast. We are having talks about conversations.
Yes, we are.
We're having talks about conversations. Anyways.
Yes.
You'll hear more about our series.
Finally.
Not really a series.
It is a series. Don't even go back on that. No, sir. You're not.
Okay, rebrand. We'll call it
a series.
An episodic adventure.
Oh, my God. This is like freaking Star Wars. Oh.
How dare you?
It's episodic adventure is not the same thing.
That is not the way.
Oh.
That is not the way. How dare you?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we went on an adventure this weekend.
We did. What did we do?
I went and bought a suit.
Yes. You look so handsome in your suit. All the ladies.
So I don't know about most guys, but I know for me, like you have this picture in your mind what you want your suit to fit like
and
look like. I don't know about most people, but that is not how this suit fits me. Like I want like, because I wear skinny jeans all the time and I wear slim shirts, but the suit, like, okay, I get it. I could probably get that type of suit, but it would probably cost me like...
I don't want that suit, but I want it at a Walmart price.
Yeah. Can I get that suit at the TJ Maxx price? Men's Warehouse price?
If you wore a suit all the time, you would have very tailored suits. This is like a once in... Well, it's going to be 3 weekends in a row. But honestly... You just don't wear suits. It's not a common thing, and you need to upgrade.
And you're right. I used to wear suits like every day a long time ago.
And so
I
had to spend more money. Absolutely.
Yeah. But
this is going to sit in the closet after these 3 weekends for a while.
Yeah. And, you know.
And it looks really nice on you. I thought it was great.
Got a good deal.
Didn't go for like the 2 for $150 deal. So at least upgraded a little bit.
I got the Perry Ellis stuff. I love Perry Ellis clothes. I used to buy Perry Ellis all the time.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
And it's different. It's not a typical black suit or gray suit.
No, I'm not a big typical black. It has like little,
it's not plaid because it's not plaid. It just has, I mean, I guess it is plaid. It's more boxes than it is plaid,
though. It's more boxes than it is plaid.
Like, I think of like, you know, like plaid. That's not plaid.
Plaid.
Like plaid.
Like platypus.
You know. Like black and white plaid. It's like long, you know, little different lines. This is all the same lines. It's more boxes.
It's more symmetrical instead of
very. And there's no color differences. Like, you don't have grays and stuff in it. It's just that pinstripe.
Yeah, it's a crosshatch pinstripe.
Yeah, it is.
It's a crosshatch pinstripe.
There you go. But it looks really nice on you.
Yes, it's nice. I like it. And I'm just goofing. But yeah, we're like, oh, I got to buy a new suit. I have like literally 10 suits in this house that I've had since 2005.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was time to upgrade.
So those suits that you see me wear are.
But suits are, you know, if you take good care of them, they don't go out of style.
Except for the size of your body.
Yeah. Which is why we had to buy a new suit.
Yeah, because I don't fit the 44 anymore.
No, because you've been beefcaking.
I've been beefcaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been. Mashed potatoes.
That's not even true. No, you have. You've gotten like broad shouldered and you're getting muscular. Your arms are like.
I got bigger chest. Yeah. Got my man boobs going on.
Oh my God, get out of here. Oh. Silly ass.
Anyways,
I'll be in my obligatory black dresses.
Yeah.
Varying shapes.
Go figure black. So we first start dating many moons ago, since this is a relationship show. Guys, let me, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a guy, go over to the, like, the Instagram and leave us a comment on this episode about what your significant other's wardrobe looks like when y'all met. So, you know, she told me, she's like, you know, black's my favorite color. So I remember venturing into her closet for the first time and, no shit.
I wasn't lying.
There was this one little 6-inch section of clothes that was colored.
Yeah, there was like one pink shirt, probably one green shirt for St. Patrick's Day, one pink shirt because you have to wear pink in like October for breast cancer month.
Yeah.
I think I just got rid of my 4th of July tank top because I didn't like the way it looked anymore. And I'm like, am I really going to wear a 4th of July tank top anymore? Probably not.
And it is all just other shades of black. So it's black and black. And it's like a full-on walk-in closet of black.
Yes.
And I don't mind that at all.
It's my uniform of choice.
But when somebody says, my favorite color is black and that's all I wear, and you walk in and you see that, at least you know you're getting an honest person.
That's true. I wasn't making
it. It was totally honest.
I actually took a picture of my closet because my kids at school don't believe me. And I was like, do you ever see me wear color? Like, hello.
Yeah. So... yeah. Absolutely, she wears all black. I'm a all over the place kind of person.
Yeah, you'll wear some bright colored shirts.
Yeah, every
you
once
go
in a while.
More of like what's on it or like how it fits. I just buy black because I just like it.
Yeah, I used to not buy black because of the animals in the house, and then I stopped wearing black because of the animals in
this house.
The house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Cat hair and me do not mix.
I'm pretty clear.
Yeah, I can't do it.
No,
so.
I know. It's okay.
But anyways, what was your weekend like? If you're listening to the podcast and you've ever gone and bought a suit, did it look the way you thought it looked when you got it? Does your wife have a Simply Southern closet?
Oh, Lord.
Calm
I
down.
Do always tease him about it, though. Whenever we go to a place that has a Simply Southern store, I tell him we're going to get matching mint green shirts.
That's not happening. Or does she have the emo goth store?
Yeah.
The Hot Topic selection. Or
that would be me.
Is it a Macy Day Parade?
No.
Is it
Chico's?
Know.
Remember I told you about Chico's? Is it Chico's?
Chico's.
That's a store for people that I was like, I should be shopping at Chico's, but I don't want to go in there.
Chico's.
I'm going to go down fighting until I'm never going in Chico's.
Well, we will take a break. And even though we've only been doing this for 8 minutes, and come back in a second and get into our relationship must-have conversations. We'll be back in a moment. And we are back.
Oh, wow.
Did you like that?
You brought like a little reverend out on that one.
I guess.
It sounded that way.
Mm. Ma'am, maybe. Reverend.
Yeah. Channeling your inner reverend. Maybe the suit like brought that out. In
me. And we're back.
Silly.
Praise the Lord. Because I can feel temperature rising.
Oh, my gosh.
Have mercy. I need the holy water. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even with you some days.
Yeah, I know.
It's so, entertaining, though.
It is entertaining. It's never boring, that's for sure.
No. Mm-mm.
So we're talking must-have conversations that need to be a part of every relationship, whether starting, during, please not after, because if you're having them after, it's too late.
Yeah.
Obviously. But this week we're talking about needs and wants.
Yes.
So in particular, individual and as a couple needs, relationships needs, and your relationship wants. We really look at this more from an individual aspect up front. Because relationship wants and needs are something that combines as you grow in your relationship, the things that y'all need. But we really want to focus up front on your personal relationship needs and wants. Meaning, so if you want to break it down, we break it down by needs and wants. So we had a conversation at one point earlier on in the podcast history.
Yes.
being that we've talked about, you know, when it comes to relationships, you shouldn't need a person. You should want a person.
Right.
You know, there's a, like a breakdown, because if you need this person, you need that. It's like something you can't live without, like a person you can't live without. You should want that person. I mean, you know, you need to have certain things in a relationship, but needing that person brings on a codependent relationship at some point, because you cannot separate yourself from that person. But when you go into a relationship, there's certain things that you need.
Yes, they're what we would probably call non-negotiables.
Right. Non-negotiables. This is what I have to have for me to be in a relationship with you.
Yes.
And if you can't meet those needs, then why would I be in a relationship with you?
Absolutely.
So I
and
think,
then the wants are going to be like your optional menu things. Like, this would be great if it was part of the relationship, but it's not a non-negotiable. It's not a deal breaker for me.
And we're not talking about, like, because we've talked about, like, kids. Like, kids, that's not a relationship need. That's not something that you need in a relationship. That's something that's a contingency for the relationship.
Yes.
So we're talking about what you need in the relationship. So let's go with, I need a person who can communicate.
Yes.
So communication. But what does that need of communication mean? Like, can we break it down further? Anybody can communicate, but can they communicate in a way that I understand?
Right. Exactly. Are your communication styles somewhat similar?
Mm-hmm.
Can they end up being somewhat similar
as
your relationship grows and those kind of things?
So what are some needs that, like, when you, so everybody has a checklist, I think.
Oh,
when
absolutely.
When I started dating again, didn't really date this person. We just kind of went on a date, and it was more like one of those types where you meet somebody and it's, you just kind of have dinner or it was a coffee or something. And you had this conversation that kind of opened your eyes to more of what you need to look at when you
date. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
So it was one of those times. It was the first time I've ever come across somebody who had a therapist. A relationship therapist, because they were just single for so long and they were like, I don't know what to do. And, you
That's
know, and their therapist was saying, what you really need to do is write down a list and split it and put at the top my relationship needs. This is what I need from a relationship. And the things at the bottom is what I want. And list out individual things that you need from a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, when I heard that, I was like, oh,
that's great.
That kind of makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because, so I sat down and thought about, what is it that I absolutely need from a relationship?
Yes.
You know, and of course, the first thing was somebody who will communicate openly, be honest and be open, but be vulnerable at the same time.
Sure.
So meaning that they don't hide behind something, that they can be honest. So that was a need for me. Like, if you couldn't meet that need at some point, I know people aren't like that in the very beginning.
Yeah, it takes some time to build trust and those kind of things to get to the point where you have communication that way.
But when you get to the serious part of the relationship, like when you know it's time for the relationship,
sure,
this is a need. All right, but this must be discussed. This is why you have to have this conversation, because you can't expect somebody to meet a need if they don't know what that need is.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And you can't get upset about it if they're not doing it if you didn't have the conversation either.
Right. Oh, my gosh, you're not communicating the way I need you. Why aren't you just open about your feelings?
Why are we not having this conversation sooner?
Exactly, right? Like this, and then you would find out, well, this person doesn't open up about their feelings.
Yeah.
This could have been a conversation had that you can work through. Like, nope, I just can't do this. Okay, so I know I can't be in this relationship.
And we had those conversations at the very beginning. We had a lot of conversations like that, actually, about things as it came up in our relationship.
Yeah.
Especially dealing with communication, if that's your want, if your need there. But it also took time and understanding from both sides of us to.
But we both knew what that need was. Like, we both understood.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, and of course, we're talking about communication in a sense of this one need, but there's other needs.
Oh, yeah.
So like
for me, a huge need for me was a sense of security. Like, I needed to feel that my life wasn't going to be turned upside down in a hot minute. Like, there's that whole, you know, sense of like not taking care of me, because that's not the right word. I didn't take care of myself, but like jointly somebody. Yeah, I guess taking care of me. Like, I don't know how I mean, honestly.
You don't mean providing as in
No,
monetary.
I don't mean providing. No, gosh, no, because I can do that myself.
But taking care of the things that you wouldn't expect yourself to take care of.
Yeah, just like having somebody who's, you know, there's a sense of like having somebody who's just always going to have your back in every situation. Like, you know, just that security side
They're
of
on
it.
Your side.
Yeah, they're on they my side. You. They support me. That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. And I don't feel like it's just going to be overturned. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and I would guess security is not the right word. What's the word I want to use? A sense of predictability in how something's going to happen. Like with you, I know all of a sudden you're not going to go drop $500 on something and I'm going to be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like that kind of deal. So it was more like that kind of sense of security, like more like predictability in routines, predictability in daily life things. Like nothing was going to all of a sudden just be like wild and crazy one day when I can't. You know, can't deal with that.
You really picked the wrong person.
No, that's not true. I mean, you go to work every day. I'm never, you know what I mean? There's things that are just from previous relationships that were issues, that were things that are like, God bless, like seriously. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's predictability, but it creates a sense of security.
Reliability
maybe is the better word.
Yeah, because predictability because
that,
is
No, it's a, reliability. I think that's the right word.
Yeah.
Well, but that provides me a sense of security with that, if that makes sense.
No, I get it. It's not waking up one morning and knowing that, oh my gosh, you're not there doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I can count on you 100%. Like you are always there for when I need you.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, you know, of course another need for me would be, you know, somebody that can, one of my majors, so at the top of my list after communication was absolutely somebody that could accept me and deal with me and be with me exactly the way I am. Like, I'm an open book, very open. Every person I dated got the full on, here is who I am, like it or leave it. You know, tell me what type of relationship you're looking for, and if that matches up what I want, then we're good. If not, then, you know, maybe we have fun and hang out.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the case.
Friendship
but,
or whatever.
Yeah, 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 but it was, but first you have to understand this is who I am because they're, you know, with me, like we've talked about on the show before, comes some mental disorders. You know, I have mental health issues that, you know, stem from the military and childhood and things. I have, you know, and that has dealt. So there are like, and I was very open about those things because at any moment those things could happen.
Player, yeah.
So can, that was that. That's a relationship need, being able to accept. And I think that should be a need for anybody. You should always want somebody to accept you for who you are.
At your best and at your worst. Like, it just is life.
Yeah.
Like,
so
that has to
this
be
is
that
who
way.
I am.
I'm not always going to be on a 10.
Yeah. So this is who I am now. Yeah, this agreed. Is who I can be tomorrow. This is who I can be tonight. But if you can deal with all those parts of me, then this relationship will work.
Yeah.
Again, not something that you absolutely have to have agreed on up front, because you got to get to know a person, because sometimes, you know, you've got to see those different sides of a person.
Well, I was gonna say, and also too, a lot of people will be like, oh no, it's fine, I'm cool with it, it's good, until you actually have been in a relationship for a while and been able to see what that range looks like or what that looks like day to day.
Until crazy shows up, you don't know how to deal with it. I mean, but let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. You don't know how you're gonna react
until the crazy shows up. You got to know. You don't know. You're like, yeah, I'm open. You know, with, and I like you so much, and you know, we've been dating for a couple months, but crazy hasn't shown up yet. But when crazy shows up, then you got to go, okay, am I in or out? Am I okay with this person? And I'm not saying crazy to be facetious, but at the same time, it's the easiest word to use because it's the craziness. It's the opposite of normal. It's the abnormal part that shows up, and that's the part that people don't know if they can deal with until it shows up.
Yeah,
I mean, let's be honest, if you're dealing, if somebody says, you know, I have clinical depression, are you okay with that? You know, can we build a relationship even though I'm clinically depressed? And they're like, yeah, you know, I'll be there for you when you're depressed. But then clinical depression shows up and they're like, holy crap, I did not know it was like this.
Yeah, to what degree it was.
Yeah, you know, it could be light, it
in
could
your
be
mind,
severe.
You're thinking it's a, you know, a commercial for depression medication.
Yeah, but no, it's like, you know, full on clinical depression. I'm in the bed, I'm not doing nothing for days, you know,
right. You
can't make me feel better. I'm you know, there's a lot of things going into that. So when the crazy shows up, you have to deal with it. And are you okay to continue to deal with it?
Right.
So that, I mean, that was one of my big things. I mean, I don't have a lot of relationship needs, you know, like,
no,
I don't need to have a bunch. I need somebody who's going to communicate, somebody that will, and I'll say, let's just say, quote unquote, love me for me.
Yeah. I get that completely. Makes sense.
You know, and security, to have somebody that you feel safe with, like safe and secure, like you were saying, the reliability part. But
yeah, because I always felt like I had to change who I was for my personality for someone to be a certain way or to act a certain way. And I feel like sometimes I didn't get to live the life that I wanted to because I had to make those changes. So for me, being able to be authentically myself in every way.
Yep.
I mean, you get all of it. Is important to me, especially because I wasn't. Yeah, you do. You get my bad songs. You get all the stuff. But yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I have, you know, I'm quirky about some things too. We all are. We all have a little bit of stuff. But
quirky is one thing. But it's also, you know, it's.
I'm pretty even keeled though most of the time.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to like you're talking about like being authentic, being accepted for who you are, being able to live your life unfiltered. You know, so
yeah, like not being judged by any means. Like I don't ever feel that.
Yeah, I judge you every day.
Hell no, you don't. Because if you did,
I judge you every day secretly.
Oh, thanks, babe. Behind
the curtains, I'm like,
thanks.
That woman is nuts. But seriously, though, I think that's one of those things where people need.
Yeah.
And again, it's you have to decide for yourself what is a need for you. Like, okay, another one for me. I don't know for most people, but. I was not going to be in a relationship where disagreements or arguments was a major factor of the relationship.
Oh, Lord, no, me either.
Now, I get it. People disagree. We disagree all the time. Not really.
We really don't. I'm but like, I just looked at you. I was like, really?
Yeah, but we disagree.
There's things we disagree about every once in a while.
Right, we do.
But I mean, honestly... One of us will just be like, whatever, let it go. Who cares?
Well, but that was the thing. I told you, I was like, I won't fight about things. I will not absolutely fight about anything. If you want to have an argument or you want to make your point, guess what? Make it, because I'm not going to fight you on it. Yeah, I'm just going to tune it out.
We don't even get to that point.
You know, people's like, well, you got to have a good, healthy relationship when you got to argue and fight. I was like, you know what? You can. I think it's okay to get heated about something and be, but if it's
we debate things all the time, but it's just a very level headed conversations. It's an intellectual conversation, not you're wrong and you're dumb for your opinion. I mean,
yeah,
we
talked about fighting.
Oh yeah,
we had an episode on fighting, and arguing, and that it is healthy for a relationship to have. But I think it's also, I think it's something that younger couples go through because. They just don't know each other well enough or know themselves well enough to how to deal with situations.
True story.
But when you go through, like for some people who come out of long-term relationships or marriages that all it was arguing and fighting, you know, you're either fed up with it or you're a pro at it and that's all you want to do. So I'm not a person who wants to have a standoff relationship.
I don't want any part of that ever. No.
It's not
my style.
And I told you, I was like, if we argue and fight, I'm just going to be like, all right, here's the point. I'm done with it. You can make your decision. Tell me what you think. Or I'm going to right out the door.
Yeah, no, we didn't even get to that point.
No, I think it's not silly to fight. It's just you've got to understand your tolerance.
No, and there's nothing good about it. Yeah.
But you got to understand your tolerance of what needs to be done. Sometimes a good argument needs to be had.
Because about certain things, but if you're just nagging all the time about useless things, go have a conversation.
Nagging is not arguments and fights. Being a pestering asshole is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like we need to have this fleshed out, and if we need to get loud about it, then we need to get loud about it.
Oh,
we need to get passionate about it. We need to get passionate about it, but not insulting and not abusive. You know what I'm saying?
I get you. Yeah, making low blows and things like that. Making it personal.
I want you to listen to me because this is how I feel. Yeah. You're not like to the point where it's like you are not hearing me. Listen to me.
Yeah.
This is when we start fighting because somebody's not listening. That's why most arguments happen anyways, because somebody's not particularly listening to the other person or making the effort to understand what's actually being said. They just take it for granted of what they think it means and then shit blows up.
Yeah.
But that was one of my needs. No fighting. Yeah. I don't want to do it because my mental health, stress level, just it's not going
to. Oh, yeah. It makes it that much worse. Yeah, understandably.
Off the damn charts.
No, and luckily I'm not a person who wants to do that anyways.
No. Well, and that's the reason we're together.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And also I always find that people always like start dredging shit up from the past too. Things that haven't been settled, and that ends up becoming a whole different argument.
Yeah. I've always said that.
We said that from the beginning. We're that like, was one of my needs. It's done. It's freaking done. It is not. We're not bringing it back up 2 months from now because something wasn't settled.
And speaking of like individual needs versus relationship needs, that was a relationship need for us that there was no backtracking.
No, not like 3 months from now. Well, remember that day you didn't take out the da-da-da-da and you did whatever? No, we don't ever do that. God.
If anybody ever says, you remember that day you didn't take out the da-da-da-da, I'd be like, yeah, the damn hell I did take out the da-da-da-da. I took it right out to the toilet bowl and it da-da-da-da'd right down into the sewer pipe.
That's stupid.
But...
No, but we did. We both said that. We are not doing that thing. I am not going in another relationship like that.
But one of the clarifying things about that, and if you are, and I think we talked about this in our fighting, that once you make amends or once you, there's an apology or there's an agreement.
Yeah, it's done.
That once it's done, there's no going back to it. And that was one of our things.
And if you didn't get everything out, then you need to still have the conversation at that point in time and get it all out because you should not have to go back to a fight.
That was one of our needs.
Yes.
No backtracking.
Yeah.
Now, we talk about needs, and needs is stuff you have. I think we laid that out pretty clearly.
Yeah.
So, we talk about wants. What are relationship wants? Sex every day, I know, I get it, but it's not happening.
Girl could dream.
I know, I saw her brain going, I was like, she's going to say it, let me just go ahead and say it for her.
It's true. I would want to have sex all the time. But I need to have sex twice a week. Is that fair?
Compromise. I'll take it. I know most people are like, what's wrong with that dude? He doesn't want to have sex. Look, man. You get wore out real quick.
Yeah.
I'm like.
I keep him busy enough.
I like how you say that. I keep him busy enough.
Yeah.
So what
I mean, but I also, you know, I'm not going to be rude about it.
But there, so relationship wants. So a relationship want of mine was, you know, travel. I want to travel. That wasn't a need, but it was a want. I want in my relationship to travel as much as possible.
Mm-hmm, mine was too.
And, you know,
to go
so,
do things.
Yeah.
I would like to, my want was also to like spend some time like, I call them dates but you know what? You do date your spouse, but like dates, like go out together and hang out with friends or do things by ourselves together. Like that was important to me. It doesn't have to be every night. It doesn't have to be all the time, but it's nice to, you know, to go out and do things together.
Yeah. And we do that pretty often.
Yeah, we do. But some people are homebodies and we can be at times, but I also didn't want to just get stuck. That was all we did was be a homebody. You know what I mean?
Well, and you know, that was something that we talked about wanting in our relationship was this fluid, like not stagnant thing where one, you didn't have to go out all the time to enjoy things because you couldn't be at home. But at the same time, you weren't at home all the time because it gets old being at the house all the time. So there was, there had to be, our want was a good balance. I didn't need a good balance between out and in, but I wanted a good balance between out and in.
Yeah, me too.
Because I understand that. I understand that there's going to be times where there's, all you are is at home. COVID. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were home all the time.
Yeah. Like,
clearly. Yeah. And we're fine.
Yeah. But we were able to, but because of us meeting needs.
Yeah. If we were people who were only going out all the time, that would have been really rough. If that was like the only way that we had enjoyment with each other or like to spend our time together was going out and doing things, COVID would have been rough.
Right. And because we met our needs, like, you know, the communication and being safe and secure and being, you know, as, you know, being all the things that we talked about, what we needed from each other and how we needed things in our relationship. The wants, when the wants weren't there, it was okay.
Absolutely.
Like, 100%. Like if we weren't traveling, we were fine. If we weren't always out, if we weren't out or if we weren't at home, you know, we were fine. You know, the wants are something that is like the cherry on top of the cake.
Yeah. I always call it like that. Like you get an ice cream sundae, the ice cream part's your needs, all the toppings are all your wants. It just makes it that much better.
Yeah. So,
now
you know,
I want ice cream. Huh? Now I want ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here stuffed. Like, we eat small meals at night, and I'm stuffed.
Yeah, I'm going to eat a snack.
And she's over here talking about snacking.
Yeah. Every 3 hours. I'm like a baby.
You're like a toddler.
I am.
You are a toddler, not like are.
I am a toddler.
Yeah, you are. So what are the things that you want in your relationship that you could live without, but you really like to have? You know,
still sex, this. Still on the list. Oh, still there. Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it was also a want with somebody who was, you know, I didn't need a woman who was self-sufficient as in, you know, like she was like an independent woman type of thing. Like
I'm a grown ass woman. I'll do what I want to do. Well, that was the first thing I told you was like,
not like that. Holy hell. Oh my God. No, not like you can do what you want type of thing,
no,
but like
I get you.
You can take care of yourself. Like I know I didn't need a woman who was able to take care
but
of themselves.
But it was a plus if they did.
But if they were able to take care of themselves, it was an absolute plus. And the crazy thing is that any woman that was in the dating scene to the most part was taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
Especially at, you know, the age range I was looking for.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, these women have probably been divorced or they've been single their whole life, one or the other. Yeah. And they were taking care of themselves, which is great.
And on the flip side was me wanting a man who handles his man shit.
No, that was a need for you.
Yeah, but it was a need, but there was also variations of the degree of which that they were handling their man shit. Like, I want somebody to be a builder because I was always the one having to do all, like, the maintenance around the house and, like, taking care of all the stuff. Like,
you
to
wanted
me,
the other person to do the maintenance.
Yeah, because I'm not good at it. I've learned it because of YouTube, thankfully. But, like, I would have put duct tape on my bumper when it...
Yeah, you would have.
Do you know what I mean? I would have gotten a bread tie. I think is what I told you to get was a bread tie.
Yeah, you would have.
So, I needed somebody to, like, do that stuff for me.
If you don't know that, search through our catalog and find the bread tie episode. Oh, my gosh.
That's how I would have fixed my bumper. So, for me, a want was, hey, I'll still fix my bumper if the person can't do those things. But I really would want somebody who could do that for me. Because that's important to me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a non-negotiable. It was just like, hey, if they can like, and you're like you could build all kinds of stuff. I mean, you're building tables for my mom, building coffee racks. I mean, you're doing all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm.
So that's like even better. And I'm a great assistant because I used to do all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm a handy in that sense. I am.
And I love it. Like the icing on the cake.
But I mean, there's a lot of things I can't do. You know,
I know, understandably. But the things that I appreciate you doing, you do.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
Yeah.
It's a good balance.
So what are things that you need or what are things that you want in your relationship? And you really should write these things down. You should think about them like, you know.
It'd be cool if they each like person made a list of things.
Yeah.
Like your person talked about their therapist. Like make your own list like that. That'd be awesome.
I went into a relationship and that person had heard, we talked about it and we did. We were very, very analytical people. Mm-hmm. This one person I was dating and we did. We wrote a list and we came together and said, here it is.
Yeah.
And we handed each other a list and, you know, it's like, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, and after that, after we understood what the needs for the individual and the wants for the individual were, we went into talking about what would be needed for the relationship itself to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what does this relationship need? And then you realize that your relationship and your individual needs are almost identical.
Yeah, they are.
Like, very identical. But the wants sometimes aren't so much. Like, what do we want from our relationship? What do we want this to bring us? Where do we want to go? You know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. But you can continue that conversation because they can intertwine with each other.
Well, and I think they may change over time also. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could also, the wants maybe, not the needs necessarily, but
no,
I could see where the wants.
Yeah,
I could see where the wants would change over time.
Yeah.
Like we want to be in some sort of house eventually.
No, we live in a tent. I think that's where we'll stay.
No, I mean, I'm fine living here too. But I mean, it does change.
In the
we
tent.
Didn't know if we want in the tent. Yeah. The townhouse.
Yeah, because we don't have a house.
The townhouse tent. We're doing this podcast from a tent.
Hey, man, I got the Rodecaster Pro. It's portable.
Oh, my God.
With battery
pack. We are not in a tent, people. We're tent people.
We're not tent people either.
No, we're in a townhouse. But we rent, and we, you know, are contemplating buying a house within the next year or so. And so that's a want. But is it going to break our relationship if we end up living here longer? No, because it's just not going to. It's a want. It's not a need.
Yeah.
I don't need to have a 3,000, you know, square foot house.
No, you don't need it.
I don't even want it, really, because that means I have to pay for it. And I don't want to do that either.
Wanting is never a bad thing. But yeah. No, you have to understand what you need. And that's something else that may come across when you're talking about finances, when you're talking about kids.
Think of it as like goals for your relationship even too. You know what I mean? Like, what are things that I need to have our relationship continue to have?
Yeah, like,
what are things I would want?
Do you want kids or do you need kids? Do you need a certain amount of money to survive, or do you want a certain amount? I mean, yeah, of course, everybody wants more money. I get it. But what does your finances need? What does your financial obligation need in your relationship?
Sure. I mean,
you know, do you need, you know, poverty line finances to make it work, or do you need, you know, upper middle class? You know, I mean, it's a valid effect, because some people come with a price tag.
Oh, yeah. I think you'd figure that out in the beginning, though.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of would, I guess, if you pay attention. Sometimes you don't. But I think at the end of the day, it's a great conversation to have. It's an honestly, it's one of the easier conversations to have, because these are conversations that should be had. I'm not saying you have to have, okay, hey, swipe right, swipe left.
Oh, hey, what are your needs and what are
you? I'm message first. Hey, how are you? You know, yes, my name is what it says on my profile. Oh, great. Yours is too. Hey, so what are your relationship needs? Not right then.
No.
So, but once you start talking, once you realize, you know what, this might turn into a relationship, or this is a person I want to have a relationship with. Hey, it's okay to have that conversation, because it is a fairly simple and non-evasive conversation to have.
Yeah, because it's all I statements. You're not putting anything on the other person. It's all
these are things
that
I want. These are things that I need.
It's great. It's easy.
And this is not something I'm asking you to do. It's just to see if we're compatible for the long term, or we're just going to have some fun.
Well, I mean, if you could say, okay, for example, you meet somebody and you go out, and one of your needs that you have is that you want somebody who is, you know, at home in the evening. So whatever their occupation is, you prefer for them to have a job where they're in the evenings, or they're not traveling much in their home. You meet somebody and they're traveling. There you go. Perfect thing. Like, that may not, that's a need that you have.
Yeah.
So those are questions that you would ask, and then be able to, you know, give those kind of things. Like, oh, I really need somebody who's home in the evenings. That's important to me.
Yeah. So have the conversations with the people that you are planning on having a relationship with. Discuss your needs, because your needs are important. Don't ever let anybody tell you what you need is not important, because if it's not important, then why would you need it?
Yeah, and continue to reassess as time goes on. Your wants may change. Your needs probably won't. Those will be pretty stagnant, I think. But your wants may change as your relationship progresses.
Your needs may change too.
Because
because
there may be something that's happened that's causing you to have changes in there.
I would say that, you know, we talk about kids not being a relationship need, but for some of us, I don't want you to have small kids, and I'm not having any more kids. So it's like the opposite of need. I don't want it. Yeah. I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something you stand on, like I stand on older. But if I was 20 years younger, then maybe, I want more kids. I want to have kids. So things may change over your course of your life, where you're at in relationship status.
Heck, you can think you want kids at the beginning of your relationship. As time goes on, you realize you don't. I mean, that can happen too.
So, like I said,
just check in.
Yeah. Make the list. Check it twice. Usually you're naughty, not very nice.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be interesting, too, to keep, like, your list over time, too, to see if things change. Interesting.
I mean,
am about that, too, though.
This is not
like, this is what I thought was important. Oh, my gosh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I was in my 20s, to look at what I was important in my 40s is probably two different things.
Yeah, I mean, if you have that advantage to kind of, like, know where you're at now and where you're going to move to in the future, then that might be something you could look at. But if not, at least start now. And even if you're in a relationship,
feel like something's missing, maybe it's a time to have a conversation, you know?
Yeah. Like, hey, you know what? There's some needs that are missing. Like, I didn't realize I really needed this in my life. Now, if you're married and you're just now discovering this, then I'm not going to say it's too late, but you probably still need to have the conversation.
Yeah, I would for sure.
Yeah. I mean, like, have the conversation with your spouse. It's like, hey, am I meeting all your needs? Do you even know what your needs are?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to start the conversation.
Yeah.
You but don't blindside them like, you know what? You ain't meeting my needs, fool.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, hey, yo, I got some needs.
And they're not being met.
You need to step up or step out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I would tell you that. I have needs that are not being met.
Like what?
I tell you, when I don't have my 2 times a week.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know it's been a while. Or I'll text you. I'm pretty much going to hit you up tonight, just so you know. Be prepared. It's like, I'm like the emergency management system. I go ahead and let you know ahead of time that there's potential for...
With that being said, what are your needs and wants? Talk to your partner about your needs and wants and have that conversation. Make the list, but always remember, live your life loud and bold.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, and it shouldn't be for you.
Peace, people.